So if nuclear fusion is so difficult to do, why are we even trying? Well, Mitchell Wardrop is the features editor for Nature, and Hannah Tooley asked him if nuclear fusion is really going to be all that we've been promised.
Well, of course, the biggest positive for fusion power is that unlike coal or natural gas, it does not produce any greenhouse gases, no carbon dioxide. It's not burning anything, at least not in the conventional sense. So it's carbon-free and good for the climate. Coal, of course, is by far the dirtiest fuel in that sense. Natural gas is somewhat better, but still does produce quite a bit of carbon dioxide. And if you're running an industrial society, if you're running factories, if you're running cities, or if you, for that matter, if you run electric cars, you need reliable power 24/7, whereas wind and solar cannot give you that. They are valuable sources, but they can't provide what is called base load power. Fusion can do that in principle.
Is it as safe as other, say for example, wind power? We just need it to be a bit windy, or solar power, it's just got to be sunny. Is this a safe method?
Fusion power cannot blow up like an atomic bomb. It cannot melt down. It can't do any of the things that we worry about with nuclear fission power, which is a very different kind of process. Fusion power will produce a relatively small amount of radioactivity. A lot of the energy comes out in the form of neutrons, which makes the walls of the reactor radioactive. And that does create a waste disposal problem. But this nuclear waste, this radioactive waste, is not nearly as big a problem as the kinds of waste you get in nuclear fission, because the radioactivity decays relatively rapidly within a century or two and would be completely safe to handle. Contrast that with the spent nuclear fuel, which will be dangerous for something like 20, 30,000 years. So in that sense, it is safe, comparatively. Be careful about what you compare it to. Coal, which of course is very, very common, is the most common fuel currently in use. The mining of coal is quite dangerous in terms of, you know, the health problems it creates in miners, in terms of the environmental problems it produces around the coal mines. And by the way, coal itself contains a certain amount of natural radioactivity. It's actually more radioactive than, you know, certain types of radioactivity produced in the nuclear fuel cycle.
So you mentioned earlier that renewables weren't as efficient as we need them to be, and fission's a bit too unsafe for us to go on. But fusion, we've not yet had a positive power output. So which one of these options is most viable, if any of them?
Nuclear fission has its problems, but there are advanced designs that are much safer than the ones we've been using for 30 and 40 years. There are designs that physically could not melt down. There are designs that could, in principle, burn up nuclear waste instead of making more of it. You know, there's a lot of research, but right now there are commercial nuclear reactors running right now. And that, for the most part, have operated safely. One of the problems that happened at the Fukushima reactor in Japan was that it was an old design. It was designed dating from the 1970s and didn't incorporate a lot of the safety features that the most modern designs now incorporate. So fission is quite viable. Wind and solar, of course, are quite viable. It's simply that you can't always rely on them to produce power in a steady fashion. Again, people are working on that. If you could store the power in gigantic batteries, you know, that would solve that problem. But the problem is that nobody knows how to do that yet.
So as demand for energy increases, do we actually need nuclear fusion?
I would say it's a long-term solution, because remember, as the developing world, China, India, Brazil, all these countries which are, you know, fast entering the modern world and, you know, improving their economies and creating a middle class, people who want to run their computers and their washing machines, so forth. They need huge amounts of power. Right now, China is meeting most of those needs by building lots and lots of coal-fired power plants and creating huge amounts of carbon dioxide, not to mention ordinary pollution. If everybody in the world were to aspire to a typical British or American middle-class lifestyle, and they did it by burning coal, you know, we would have hideous pollution. We would greatly accelerate the emission of carbon dioxide and accelerate climate change, and we would be in real trouble.
Hannah Tooley speaking to Mitchell Waldrop, the features editor for Nature.